roosters. At 4 o'clock, in the gunmetal blue dark, we hear the first crow of the first cock, just below the gunmetal blue window, and immediately there is an echo, off in the distance, then one from the backyard fence, then one with horrible insistence grates like a wet match from the broccoli patch, flares, and all over town begins to catch. Cries galore come from the water closet door, from the dropping plastered hen house floor, where in the blue blur there are rustling wives admire, the roosters brace their cruel feet and glare with stupid eyes, while from their beaks there rise the uncontrolled traditional cries. Deep from protruding chests in green gold medals dressed, plan to command and terrorize the rest, the many wives who lead hens' lives of being courted and despised. Deep from raw throats a senseless order floats all over town. A rooster gloats over our beds from rusty iron sheds and fences made from old bedsteads. Over our churches where the tin rooster perches. Over our little wooden northern houses. Making sallies from all the muddy alleys, marking out maps like Rand McNally's. Glass-headed pins, oil golds and copper greens, anthracite blues, alizarins. Each one an active displacement in perspective. Each screaming, this is where I live. Each screaming, get up, stop dreaming. Roosters, what are you projecting? You whom the Greeks elected to shoot at on a post, who struggled when sacrificed. You whom they labeled very combative. What right have you to give commands and tell us how to live? Cry here and here, and wake us here where our unwanted love, conceit, and war. The crown of red set on your little head is charged with all your fighting blood. Yes, that excrescence makes a most virile presence, plus all that vulgar beauty of iridescence. Now in midair by twos they fight each other, down comes the first flame feather. And one is flying with raging heroism, defying even the sensation of dying. And one has fallen, but still above the town his torn out, bloodied feathers drift down. And what he sung, no matter. He is flung on the gray ash heap, lies in dung with his dead wives, with open bloody eyes, while those metallic feathers oxidize. St. Peter's sin was worse than that of Magdalene, whose sin was of the flesh alone. Of spirit, Peter's, falling beneath the flares among the servants and officers. Old holy sculpture could set it all together in one small scene, past and future. Christ stands amazed. Peter, two fingers raised to surprised lips, both as if dazed. But in between, a little cock is seen, carved on a dim column in the travertine. Explained by Gallus Canet Flate Patris, underneath it. There is inescapable hope, the pivot. Yes, and there Peter's tears run down our Chanticleer's sides and gem his spurs. Tear-encrusted, thick as a medieval relic, he waits. Poor Peter, heartsick, still cannot guess those cockadoodles yet might bless. His dreadful rooster come to mean forgiveness. A new weather vane on basilica and barn, and that outside the Lateran there would always be a bronze cock on a porphyry pillar, so the people and the Pope might see that even the prince of the apostles long since had been forgiven, and to convince all the assembly that deny, deny, deny is not all the rooster's cry. In the morning, a low light is floating in the backyard, gilding from underneath the broccoli, leaf by leaf. How could the night have come to grief? Gilding the tiny floating swallow's belly and lines of pink cloud in the sky. The day's preamble, like wandering lines in marble. The cocks are now almost inaudible. The sun climbs in, following to see the end. Faithful as enemy or friend.